The U.S. economy sent mixed signals this week. Reports from the federal government showed both shoppers and employers are reluctant to spend more money. Despite those warning signs, on Thursday, the stock market posted its biggest one-day gain in 5 months. Investors are betting on a quick resolution to the conflict with Iraq. Economists are divided on how much of the sluggish business environment can be blamed on the Iraqi situation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The economic indicators this week are hardly encouraging. A sharp drop in retail sales and continued weakness in the job market. Chief global economist David Malpass of Bear Stearns says the cloud hanging over the economy is what happens in Iraq.
Those uncertainties are huge. The risk of our troops being in the region over there, the risk of oil prices being so high, the difficulty businesses have making decisions, all of that comes directly back to the Iraq uncertainty.
But Malpass is optimistic that uncertainty will be resolved soon. And once that happens, he's predicting relatively robust economic growth.
Remember, we have interest rates at very, very low levels, and also inventory levels very low. And that means if there's any improvement in the confidence levels, maybe after an Iraqi disarmament, there would be plenty of fuel for economic growth.
Low interest rates have certainly propped up the housing market, which remains one of the few bright spots in the economy. San Diego's McMillan Home Building Company sold 1,000 new houses last year, double its previous record. Senior Vice President Sandy Perlotti says the company is on track to build and sell 1,000 more homes this year.
We generally have people that are willing to stand in line. Typically for a new neighborhood, we may have 200 to 400 names. It's a real good sign of the demand.
Not surprisingly, Perlotti says, customers' demand for homes translates to McMillan's demand for carpenters, painters, and real estate agents.
Funny you should bring that up. I was just checking because we do periodically report our number of employees, and we have 707 employees, which is a record high for us, and we are always looking to expand.
In other sectors of the economy, though, jobs remain hard to come by. Senior economist Jared Bernstein of the Economic Policy Institute says this remains a largely jobless recovery.
We lost over 300,000 jobs in February. That's actually a much worse month than we'd had in recent times, so it looks like some of the problems we have are not only lingering, they're deepening.
And UCLA economist Ed Lehmer warns it may get worse if state governments cut spending in order to balance their budgets.
When you look into the year ahead, it's a year that has very tepid spending plans by both consumers and by business. And in the context of that kind of fragile economy, we cannot afford to have dramatic cutbacks in government spending.
Tens of thousands of teachers in California have now received notice they may be laid off before the new school year begins. One of them, Thomas Flanagan, teaches sixth grade at San Diego's McDowell School. Although Flanagan is fairly confident he'll be recalled, he's watching his spending for now.
I was going to go to Yellowstone over spring break to see some wolves and take some pictures for my kids. And I'm going to have to cancel this trip, though, as well as buying a new computer that I do need, just because I don't know if the money's going to be coming in next year.
Even those whose jobs are not in immediate danger may nevertheless be nervous about the soft labor market. And Bernstein of the Economic Policy Institute says those workers may grow wary about spending money.
It's unsettling to be nervous about your job prospects, but it's also feeds on itself because that type of pessimism or lack of consumer confidence hurts consumption moving forward. I don't think we're going to see a lot of action on the consumption or investment front, primarily because of economic insecurity as well as uncertainty about the global situation.
The global situation has already prompted a sharp jump in oil prices. This week, international officials warned that OPEC does not have the capacity to make up for the loss of Iraqi oil in the event of war. John Kingston, global director of oil for the Platts market research firm, says that could lead to even higher prices unless the U.S. and other countries tap their strategic reserves.
In an economy that's struggling, not just the U.S. economy, but other economies, we simply cannot afford to have, you know, another $2, $3, $4 tacked onto the price of crude. You've got this weapon, and it's time to unsheath it. This is what you build the stocks for.
Once high oil prices and war jitters are resolved, we may learn whether that's really what's been holding back spending and hiring, or if the economy itself is running out of gas. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.